This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
Big O, we love your honesty, and the numbers prove it. I saw how you went from believing in Flo in the offseason to saying he should be fired even during the winning streak. Honesty, I love it. Yeah, you have to assess. Some guy sent me on text today. It's funny on the Twitter he sends me this, right? And let's see, where is it at here? And listen, it's what intelligent people do. Francisco Rivero goes, I remember when you called this team a lunch pail team, LOL. Hardworking guys, but no chance to win it all. Glad you changed your mind, Big O. Okay, so, you know, I tweeted him back, and I said, yeah, I changed my mind because of Caleb Martin, because of Yurtseven, because of Gabe Vincent, because of Strus, dude, because all of a sudden they've got the depth that I didn't know they had. And I said to him, if you thought championship before all of this, then you didn't have any you're not smart, dude. You're just a blind-ass fan. Because this team, at the beginning of the year, if you thought NBA title, come on, bro, you're ridiculous. I mean, there's ridiculous.
Blind-ass fan alert. Look out, everyone. We've got a blind-ass fan coming through.
Not here, okay? You know, it just didn't look like a championship caliber team. Maybe you can challenge for the East, but no. But now you assess the situation as time goes on, and some people still won't even agree with me on that, in which I totally understand if you don't think they have a shot at the title because, you know, you don't think they're deep enough or whatever. But yeah, man, after watching Strus and Gabe Vincent and, dude, Caleb Martin is, holy crap. I mean, we saw something from Strus last year. You know what I'm saying? So we're like, okay, the development of Strus has continued. So at least we saw that. But Yurtseven, we had no idea. Gabe Vincent has played better than we expected. And then all of a sudden, Caleb Martin's the best one of the four. I mean, yesterday he's standing there. Yeah, no, I got to fill Jimmy's shoes. It's like, holy crap. And by the way, it's an upgrade on the shooting part, okay? Let's just be honest, because Caleb's a better shooter than Jimmy Butler ever will be. Okay. That's some stuff, man. When Caleb Martin is standing there going, yeah, you know, I just, you know, Jimmy's out. He expects me to fill his shoes and I got to go out there and beat Jimmy. That's huge, bro.
We always talk about, you know, Spo and the culture and everything like that. I think a lot of these young players are taking on the attitude of Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
Just go out there and play, put your head down. And then Kyle Lowry adding to that, which
he instills confidence.
The confidence that he'll pass it to you if you're open.
Yes.
It's facilitated.
Yes.
And I think that's where these guys now, and it was said in the press conference yesterday that these guys, the veteran guys, don't care about coming to do the interviews. They don't care. They'll give us our shine because they'll take that step back because they don't have to have –
right.
A limelight on them. They're okay
to
not have that limelight.
Well, it's what Jimmy said a couple of weeks back. He goes, if this team signs you, then that means you've got something. So so that means you deserve to be here with us because they know what they're doing. And it's, yes, they do. Yep. Yes, they do. Because
you even look at Kyle Guy now, too.
Dude, I know it sounds crazy, but Caleb Martin can be an all-star type player, bro. And that's ridiculous to think some guy you got off the scrap heap, it can become an all-star like player because that's how he's playing. I know he's not an all-star. I know he's not going to make the all-star this year, but tell me that if he doesn't keep playing like this, he's not an all-star player next year, probably.
And I think it was Caleb Martin, but somebody, he was on somebody's G League team. I believe
like Charlotte.
It was either
Charlotte.
I mean, it was Martin or Strus or one of them. They said, the fact that he's going to the Heat, he's going to improve tenfold just because he's going to the Heat.
Right.
Yeah. He's going to get that much better.
Yeah.
I believe it was Caleb Martin was who they were talking about.
Maybe.
And you can see the jump.
Wow. I mean, Caleb Martin is really one of the reasons why I think this team now is like really, they've got some serious depth, dude. And Yurtseven now behind Dedmon and Bam. Holy crap. And Bam yesterday, dude, what? 22 points, 11 rebounds, 4 assists, 5 steals, 3 blocks. That's ridiculous, dude.
That fourth quarter was...
Yeah, he was on, bro. He was on. That was so good. So good, man. That was really fun. It's I tweeted out yesterday. It's an honor to be a Heat fan. You know what I mean? Like it swells with pride how good they are as an organization. Yeah, I tweeted out yesterday. It's like every game, every day, every week, every year, the organization proves that they are just exceptional, man. And what happened last night, it's you weren't shocked, right? But you were, it was one of those pleasant surprises, or no, not even a surprise, because I can't say you were surprised, because at this point, we're not surprised that they beat anybody. It's just one of those, like, it's a pleasant reminder. That's what it is. It's a pleasant reminder of how great this franchise is, because it just makes you feel good all the time that you're rooting for those guys. All the time. It's awesome. It really is.